different kind of podcast today. So today I'm going to talk about how I talk to the people I work with. I'm working with two other guys, going over trades every day, talking about different ideas. So I'm just going to let you in on that and how that looks. So it's every day I do a recap about what we talked about, what we're thinking. So here it is for today. We sold some late June 5.5 calls in Fitbit. We continued to buy the dips on that stock and sell calls against part of the position when it pops. That strategy works really well when you have a little bit of a lean. And when I say lean, I mean like the reason for the Fitbit trade was just the stock was left for dead. It couldn't go down on downgrades, on bad earnings, and they have a new product out that I think keeps them in the game for a while. And they kind of wrote off all of 2018 as a lost year. So it gives you a little bit of downside protection in the stock. So that's the idea there. Longer term, I look at gold and I think there's a good chance you have a 10 or 15 to 1 risk reward in gold 2 years out with some long dated call options. So I'm willing to cough up some premium to do those. I'm not saying it's a high probability trade, but I think the probability makes a lot of sense. Maybe it's 20%, 25%, given if you're right. I think there's huge upside to the miners. And there's a lot of reasons that could happen. It could be we're taking on so much debt right now at a time when the U.S. government should be in surplus. Tax cuts at the end of a Fed cycle, things like that. You're looking at fiat currency being abused all over the world. Everyone's been talking about gold forever. But right now you have a situation where in the next few years it might actually start to matter. So I'm willing to take that risk. Listen to a Ray Dalio interview today. He talked about problem design, which I think is really good, which is basically saying that you need to radically accept yourself the way you are instead of always fighting it and making the same mistakes. So, you know, for instance, if you're a creative person but you're unreliable, or if you're a logical person but you're not very creative, you can fight it, you can beat yourself up, you can keep doing it, or you can work with someone who's the opposite. Even better, you can just accept the way you are and start building a system around it. You just know that you're going to hit those triggers, so why not plan for them? So for me, here's a couple. Like, I tend to drop longer-term projects, and I shouldn't be counted on to not do that unless I have someone with me who's good at that. I can often panic when things go against me. I can stray outside of a plan that I really thought out and just start throwing on trades because I want some action or I'm bored. And I often don't plan on being wrong when I make really big bets that I believe in. So those are some blind spots for me. I've bet and heard on them in the past, but knowing those, I now have to go design problems every time those might come up to basically get in front of that. And then I asked the guys I work with how they thought about those problems as well, because I think it's really nice to discuss, you know, do the self work on understanding where your spots are. So that would be a good thing for everybody to do, is like, where do you keep bumping up against yourself? And can you accept that and just build around it instead of fighting it? Tesla, been looking at Tesla for a long time. Don't have a position, never had. I've had a position. I noticed that everyone is so negative on this company. It's odd how everyone roots against a company doing such cool stuff, but that's a different case than making money in a stock. But curious about their battery technology and if it's something that's going to be more of a commodity or more that something they can have an edge in. I don't know the answer to that question. I've gotten answers from both sides, and they're making an aggressive charging network. Again, is that something that's easily replicated and becomes simple for anyone to just stomp those in, or is that something that is a bigger advantage for them? Two things that are pretty simple questions, but you'd be surprised, you can't get a good answer. So I'm wondering, how does the company differentiate themselves from the competition? Are they way ahead, or is everyone else just not in the game yet? And when they are in the game, they can easily just catch right up. So that's, I'm working on that, mostly because the short base is so high in the stock. So there's 32% of people short in that thing. So if any of these upside catalysts happen, it's going to be a big rally. But right now, I just think it's dangerous, and I don't like the chart. Looking at retailers, high-end retailers, I think maybe getting near the end of their rope. Some of them had some good earnings. One of my other partners talked about how there's a good chance that a lot of the crypto money found its way into Tiffany's and some of these other, the jeweler and other companies, watch companies, and people who made money spending on things like that, giving the companies a boost that doesn't really make a lot of sense and that won't be maintained. So that's one theory that we're working with right now to see if it's true or not. Haven't put any trades on around that, and I'm going to dig into it a little bit. And that's all.